Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my real country for yet another week. And let me tell you, it is another special week with a day in your town. This has been a really cool little series, and I got to experience the wondrous pleasures of the town of Mundubbera. Now, before we get into that, don't forget that you can give us a buzz on our request line anytime, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, what have we got on the show this week? It is an absolutely jam-packed, fantastic show. We've got a little bit of everything, in fact. You would say a little bit of everything maybe from Keith Urban. Something new there, not to mention some new Craig Campbell. Also, a whole heap of great stuff, including Taylor Swift, Hunter Hayes, McAllister Kemp, Catherine Britt, John Williamson, Kaylee Bell, and one Paul Costa as well. Now, before we get into the music, I want to tell you a little bit more about Mundubbera. What a great town in regional Queensland. It's sort of located on the Burnett Highway. We're looking at 405 k's northwest of Brisbane and 200 k's west of the regional centre, Bundaberg. Now, Mundubbera is built on the bank of the Burnett River. It is a farming town, and it is indeed the self-proclaimed citrus capital of Queensland. So if you're going to have a juice of any sort, that is the freshest place that you can ever get it from. However, it is disputed by the neighbouring town of Gaynder. But, you know, I'll have to go there and actually compare the two. But Mundubbera was absolutely fantastic. We're going to hear from some of the locals a little bit later on. But right now, what a great way to kick off a road tripping day in your town sort of show than Jane Denham, Addicted to the Diesel. Here it is on Real Country.
Adrenaline. But don't you wonder how they fly so high while the working man can't get off the ground? They got your back, you're safe, let them lay down the law. Don't you wonder at the end of the day, what are we fighting for? Tell me, what are we fighting for? There's big fish, little fish with nothing in the middle, all wrapped like a puppet on a string. The only escape is the power of the people. What goes around comes around on the big end of town. Questions, can the real deal ever be found? Broken promises keep playing on my TV. Nothing happens when they get it wrong. Guess it's different for you and for me. So different for you and for me. There's big fish, little fish with nothing in the middle. All right. Puppet on a string. The only escape is the power of the people. What goes around comes around on the big end of town. With nothing in the middle, all hooked like a puppet on a string. And the only escape is the power of the people. What goes around comes around. There's big fish, little fish, with nothing in the middle, all hooked like a puppet on a string. The only escape is the power of the people. What goes around comes around. Yeah, what goes town. Big in a town. Yeah, big in a town.
Well, that was Paul Coster partying in the big end of town. And that's from his fantastic album, Wheels and Steel. There's a very cool video clip to that, which we will be posting on the Real Country Facebook page, facebook.com/Real Country, if you haven't seen it before. Now, moving on to a Star Maker winner, Kaylee Bell. Absolutely amazing talent. She's a very cool Kiwi chick that now calls Australia home, and she's got a new single out, Heart First. Here it is on Real Country.
Drug is dragging me deeper. you're listening to Ben Sorensen with Real Country.
And sometimes in the night, you might hear from afar the youth of Kevin Leroy still racing around the stars.
Three-time ARIA nominee and Golden Guitar winner Warren H. Williams is one of Australia's finest Indigenous songwriters, seamlessly blending his love of land, his culture, language and life into some of the best country music of our time.
G'day, it's Warren H. Williams here and I'd like you to experience my new album, Onamara.
If you like good country, you will love Onamara. Warren H. Williams' album, Onamara, is available on iTunes, at ABC stores and all good music retailers.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, while I was in town, actually, we turned up a little bit late on the Sunday that we did this in Mundubbera, and just about everything was closed, and we just wanted a really good, wholesome, old-school, home-cooked meal, and we wandered in to the Royal Hotel, and they put on the most amazing feed. Anyway, had a chat to the publican, Gary. What a great bloke.
One of the things that I absolutely love about country towns is the hospitality that you find at the local pub. And I've stumbled into the Royal Hotel in Mundubbera. I've bumped into Gary. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Pretty good after that amazing feed. And there's nowhere else other than a country town that you get a cracking good dinner like that at such a good price, and it'd be real wholesome food. Why do you think it's just country Australia that has those values?
Well, I don't know if there's anything any different to any other country town. It's just the way I was brought up in the country, and that's our hospitality. Have a good feed on a Sunday.
So tell me about some of the stuff that people can do when they cruise through Mundubbera. What are the must-see things or the must-see businesses here in Mundubbera, apart from the Royal Hotel?
Well, up until recently, Bugs for Bugs was quite an interesting. Danny Papacek, the owner of Bugs for Bugs, he breeds bugs and sends them all over Australia and even over the world. And he got knocked around with the flood recently. There's many citrus farms. Also, it's a great fishing little place. You've got the Burnett River and Weir on it.
Now, the floods did knock you guys about quite a lot. So how's everyone doing with the recovery now?
Well, the hotel was right. It was never in doubt, but it's just that the power was off for nearly a week, and that's why we had to get rid of all our food out the fridge and the freezers. And then we was cooking for the flood victims, because we got gas at the hotel, and the bottom end of the town got knocked around. There's not many people have moved back in there yet because they're still waiting on insurance and having a few problems with them. And there was talk with the Newman government about shifting those people to a different area of town, but I don't think that'll happen because neither the state government nor the federal government's got any money, so I can't see it happening.
That's unfortunate because as a town, I think that from what I've seen and the other people that I've spoken to, you guys are really a close community and you all help each other out, and it's really unfortunate that the powers that be can't give you a bit of a helping hand.
Well, when the floods are on, everyone in the whole town helped each other. But everyone, from what I've been told, was helping each other, shift furniture, just helping each other out like a good Australian would.
And that's one of the things I love about coming out and driving through these towns. I mean, you can fly to a lot of places in Australia. There's nothing better than getting in a car and actually driving, because you come across some great towns just like Mundubbera. And hopefully, next time you guys are in Mundubbera out there listening to Real Country, make sure you stop in at the Royal Hotel and say g'day to Gary. Thank you so much for your time, mate.
No worries. Thanks for coming, and hope you have an enjoyable stay.
Now, after a chat like that with Gary from the Royal Hotel in Mundubbera, I thought, well, I've got to play a song that kind of relates to that. And although it's not about Mundubbera, it's still a pretty cool track. This is John Williamson, Hotel Parachilna.
I'm talking about Parachilna, Perry Hotel Parachilna, where you won't grow no roses, but all the women try. West of the Flinders Ranges, she's watching all the strangers, building rubble shelters, but making no impression. On a land so old and fragile, its bones are poking through, and its flesh is blowing all the way to Sydney. Yes, I'm talking about Parachilna, Perry Hotel Parachilna, where dust like talcum powder finds its way inside you and settles on your mantle, makes muddy tears from crying, looking at faded hoses like snakes out in the garden. The beds are blowing all the way to Sydney, but they're dancing and they're singing all around the bar. There's nothing like a bit to wash it down. Batten down the hatches, the wind is getting stronger, looks as though we're staying in tonight. Yes, I'm talking about Parachilna, Perry Hotel Parachilna, where you won't grow no roses, but all the women try. Are left with faded hoses like snakes out in the garden, in the company of the King Brown. And keep your shotgun loaded near the back door of the kitchen, it'll come back for the water. Gonna blow that reptile all the way to Sydney. They're dancing and they're singing all around the bar. There's nothing like a beer to wash it down. Batten down the hatches, the wind is getting stronger, looks as though we're staying in tonight. Yes, I'm talking about Parachilna, Perry Hotel Parachilna, where the crows fly backwards. I'm talking about the backwards. West of the Flinders Ranges, she's watching all the strangers, building rubble shelters, but making no impression. On a land so old and fragile, its bones are poking through, and its flesh is blowing all the way to Sydney. But they're dancing and they're singing all around the bar. There's nothing like a beer to wash it down. Batten down the hatches, the wind is getting stronger, looks as though we're staying in tonight. Yes, it looks as though we're staying in tonight.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Play too rough. Sorensen's Real Country Double Play.
Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
Always Never Enough by the fantastic Catherine Britt. Very cool track from her album, Always Never Enough, appropriately named. Now, Mundubbera, what a great town that was. I did have a lot of fun there. And, you know, you don't realise this, but there are so many notable people that come from these regional towns, and Mundubbera has a great list of them, including former Queensland Premier Wayne Goss, was born in Mundubbera. So is the Australian Test cricketer Martin Love. He was born and raised in Mundubbera. And Olympic level equestrian rider and gold medalist Stuart Tinney was also born in Mundubbera as well. So there you go, breeding champions. That's what it's all about. Also, a lot of other cool stuff happens in Mundubbera. They've also got some great events there, including a popular seven-a-side cricket tournament. Now, that happens in Feb each year. And also, the Fish Stocking Association in Mundubbera hosts a popular fishing competition, which is also pretty awesome. There's so many other great events and great things to do. Every single one of these regional towns has got a wonderful calendar of events, and just such wholesome, fun events to go to. You really can't go wrong. Now, back to the music here, because really, that's what it's all about here at Real Country. And when I'm talking about going to these regional towns, including Mundubbera, there's only one answer you want to hear, and that's Hell Yeah.
Hi, this is Drew.
And this is Troy.
And we are
McAllister Kemp.
And you're listening to
Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Yeah.
I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get off with my boots on. Fill your cup and raise it up. And drink to an old spin dust. This song, get loud, get down. I'd like to get off with my boots on. Fill your cup.
BehindTheWheel.com.au is not only your favourite destination for the latest car news and reviews, but now you can shop online too. Just go to behindthewheel.com.au and click on Our Shop, and you'll have access to thousands of car-related products. Whether it's something for your engine or your iPod, you'll find it in the Behind the Wheel shop. So next time you're looking for a review, why not look for a bargain too? Head to behindthewheel.com.au.
Hey there, this is Rue Arcus, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Everybody thinks a cowboy won't let you hold him too long. Restless as hell to cut another...
Welcome back, it is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country, right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, while in Mundubbera, I caught up with this cool chick, Sam.
Here we are in Mundubbera. And I am so incredibly lucky to be in this wonderful community. And I have bumped into my new friend. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, Sam, you reckon that Hunter Hayes is a bit all right?
Yeah.
And it's not because he's a good-looking fella?
No, it's because he plays all his own instruments.
Fair enough. That's a good call. I still reckon because he's a good-looking fella is why most ladies tend to like him and buy his album. But what's your favourite Hunter Hayes track?
Storm Warning.
Okay, well, I reckon we can play that for you right now on Real Country. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Sundress hotter than the heat in July. With her windblown hair, it just wasn't fair the way she was blowing my mind. Have you ever noticed every hurricane gets its name from a girl like this? She's a cat five kind, keeps you up at night, hanging on to the edge of a kiss. She's a beautiful miss. Yeah, the kind you love to love, but what happens next? I got a feeling when the sun comes up, I'm gonna I wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, little more time. Or some kind of radar system locked in on love. I got a feeling by the time the night finds the morning, I'm gonna wish I had a storm. Running your wheel somewhere between going and gone. You get so lost that you can't turn it off. You give in and you just turn it on. She's a heart full of rain, red lips like a flame. She's a girl from your favorite song. What a beautiful mess. One part angel, one part perfect, one part brick. The kind of flood you'll never forget. I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, a little more time. Some kind of radar system locked in on love. I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. Some kind of radar system
Now, if you do want to be part of Social Country, it's so incredibly easy. You can give us a buzz on our request line, 1300 929 516. That's 1300 929 516. You can also find us on Facebook. Leave us a post there or respond to one of ours. It's really easy to find, facebook.com/realcountry. You can even send us an email from our website, realcountrymix.com. It's so easy to get in contact with us for Social Country. Now, Joanne from Tamworth did exactly that on our Facebook page, and she was absolutely glued to Taylor Swift's new album, Red. And I thought, well, what a great excuse to play the country mix of Taylor Swift's We Are Never, Ever, 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 Ever Getting Back Together, which, even without my exaggeration, is still by far the longest single title that I've ever seen in my entire life. Anyway, great song, great suggestion. Thank you so much, Joanne, and a big hello to all our friends in Tamworth there who listen to Real Country. Here it is, Taylor Swift.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space.
What?
Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me. Remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 we call. Ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Now, while I was in Mundubbera, they've had a flood through there that absolutely devastated the region. And with it went a lot of the local accommodation. So as far as Mundubbera is placed geographically, there used to be a lot of salespeople and a whole heap of other people who used to service associated industries and businesses there that actually used to stay in town. And they couldn't do that because the all of the accommodation, or much of the accommodation, was actually wiped out by the floods. Now, I bumped into the local moteliers and heard about their amazing story. of getting back on track after the floods.
I've bumped into Bruce and Ramona, who run the Mundubbera Motel with an M. And you guys were pretty badly affected by the floods. So how was that experience for you guys?
The flood was devastating, really. It wiped us out altogether. We've had 4 months out of action. We should be good to go by the end of May.
Because when we came through, we're driving back because there's a very limited amount of accommodation in Mundubbera. But thankfully, you guys are getting back on track, so now people can definitely come through Mundubbera and stay the night or even longer and enjoy the wonderful things that the town's got to offer. What date are you guys going to be open? When can we book in?
Well, we're looking for the second half of May, from sort of the 17th onwards. We're not 100% sure of the finished date, but it should be by the end of May.
And because I absolutely love this region, how can people get in contact with you? How can they make bookings?
Just phone or email and Facebook as well.
So look for Mundubbera Motel on Facebook and you can show your support that way, because Mundubbera is a fantastic town. And how long have you guys been in town?
8 years. We've just started our 9th year now.
And what's your favourite thing about Mundubbera?
The people have been terrific through this stage that we've just gone through. The whole town has rallied behind everybody, not just us, but the whole town has pulled together and got through the situation.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to be putting a link on our website to the Mundubbera Motel Facebook page so you can like them. It's really important to get behind local businesses, give so much to the area. So if you're planning a holiday, what do you reckon? Come through Mundubbera?
Mundubbera's the place to be, yep.
And stay for a couple of nights or weeks?
Yeah, weeks. Weeks are good.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Good on you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Now, there's no point doing radio unless you wield your power for good rather than evil. And I tell you what, the Mundubbera Motel is an absolutely fantastic place to stay. They've really done a top job putting it back together and making it look even better than before. And the great news is they have just announced their reopening on May the 27th. So here's the great news. If you are wanting to go to a regional town and have a true Australian experience, Mundubbera is a great place to go. And now you've got some ripper accommodation there as well at the Mundubbera Motel. I'll be posting the links on our Real Country Facebook page, or you can give them a buzz, 07-4165-4399. That's 07-4165-4399, and you can book your room so you can experience the wonderful town of Mundubbera. Coming up after the break, Craig Campbell and something new from Keith Urban on Real Country.
Hey, this is Diana Corcoran, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You know business could be better. You know you need more skills, but you also know you haven't got time to learn those skills, go to workshops, or listen to webinars. Don't stress. Listen to Business Success Radio for all the latest ideas to make your business a success. Get your business on track with the right advice from dozens of Australia's leading business experts in your office, your car, or on your phone. Go to businesssuccessradio.com.au and click the Listen Live button. Business Success Radio. Your business, your radio.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, I did say that we'd be playing something new from Craig Campbell. Now, he tends to like Australia a little bit, which is great because we love Craig Campbell as well. But when we were in Tamworth, Craig, since I've seen him last, has actually grown a beard. And we happen to have a very similar sort of hat on. So, you know, it's kind of like we were twins in sort of a way, except he's infinitely better looking and he can also play guitar really, really well and write songs. And then he's also a great singer and he's also got a great album out too. So apart from all of those things, you know, it's like we're two peas in a pod, really. Anyway, he's got a great new album out called Never Regret, and I just couldn't resist playing one of the songs off that album. I'll bring you the full review of the album a little bit later on, but I just got so excited I thought I'd play something right now. And here it is. This is Craig Campbell of his new album, Never Regret. This is Truck and Roll. Country Truck and Roll, of course.
Just blew through another red light, but the cop on the corner was sipping his coffee. Speed limit might say 35, but 65's where he would have clocked me. On the way picking up my baby, she's sitting on the front porch waiting. Top winds through the pastures, I'll be taking those right curves faster, 'cause I want that pretty girl sitting real close when we get in the truck and roll like the Mississippi slow, like sipping on whiskey, go around the world on a country road. And who knows where we might end up, Lord knows we're gonna have a sure enough good time no matter where we go. She wants and let it unroll while we're sipping on whiskey. And take it slow like the Mississippi. When we get in the truck and roll like the Mississippi, slow like sipping on whiskey, go around the world on a country road. Oh, and who knows where we might end up, Lord knows we're gonna have a sure enough.
Well, that was Craig Campbell and his ripper song from his new album, Never Regret. That was Truck and Roll. And I'm pleased that he's taken a shine to Australia. Almost you'd say that he's part of the Sunshine Club, which was that song that he did with Troy Cassidaly. There you go. Anyway, we love Craig Campbell and love his new album too. Can't wait to bring you the full review of that. While we're talking about new music, Keith Urban. What a name, what an artist, and, we've been waiting a little while for him to put something new out because he's been a bit busy, but this four-time Grammy Award winner and American Idol judge, Keith Urban, released his brand new single, Little Bit of Everything, and it is a little bit of fantastic, I reckon, and it was actually premiered on season 12 of American Idol at the finale. And it's really, really great that we're seeing a country artist, particularly an Aussie country artist, that's got such a big platform and so much love from such a big fan base all over the globe. And he's doing some great stuff for country music and also for Australian country music too. It's a great song. So how about I just can the yakin and we get to Keith Urban's new single, Little Bit of Everything. Here it is on Real Country.
I wish I could take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but it'll dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want. She'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh no, that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Whoa. Now I don't need a garage full of cars, but I'll take a whole box of Cuban cigars and I'll smoke them nice and slow, like they were good for me. Chill song and get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink. Oh no, that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. A little bit of everything under the sun. So when I kick back, basking in it, I'll be okay with what. Of nothing, I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh no, that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na.
That was definitely worth the wait. Keith Urban, A Little Bit of Everything. That's his new single. And that is also your lot for the week on Real Country. Now, if you want to continue the conversation and continue the country love, as we love you too, it's easy to stay in contact with us on social media. All you need to do is go to facebook.com/RealCountry. You can also find us on Twitter at RealCountryMix, or even better, visit our website, RealCountryMix.com. You can listen to our podcasts there. You can check out the album reviews. We've got video interviews and a whole heap more. It is just a plethora. Second time I've used it this show, a plethora of fantastic country music info and news, and it's all interactive, so definitely check it out. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, your podcasting app of choice. Simply search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Now, I've had an absolutely fantastic time in Mundubbera this week, and next week we'll be heading to Caboolture, Keith Urban's hometown, to check out some of the great talent there at the Urban Blaze stage at the Urban Country Music Festival. Anyway, until next week, have a fantastic time, and we'll see you next week for a whole heap more Real Country. Thank you so much, Mundubbera.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you're a sports lover, and let's face it, everyone loves sport,
There's one website you need to remember, sportstalkradio.com.au. Our team of sports experts have the latest news, opinions, results and previews from Australia and around the world, covering every sport you can think of. Except curling. We don't know anything about that. For curling, use a search engine. For everything else in the world of sport, head to sportstalkradio.com.au.